AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Cleveland says protests have been peaceful since a police patrolman was found not guilty in the shooting deaths of two unarmed men.
We hear you, and we've heard you over the last 6-8 months and even before that. And if people stay on that track, we can really get something done in the city.
Chief Calvin Williams says as long as no one gets hurt, police will support the protesters. Patrick D'Angelo is the attorney representing patrolman Michael Brillo.
We are elated. We are nonetheless respectful and mindful, but you have to forgive us because this has been a blood fight, tooth and nail, day in, day out, sleepless nights, threats, intimidation, and coercion.
D'Angelo says Brillo risked his life the night Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams led officers on a long police chase through the streets of Cleveland. Russell's sister sees the chase differently.
65 cars chasing after two people, one car. You got 65 officers involved. That makes no sense. The reason being is because they had mob mentality. They were after them with a vengeance.
Michelle Russell believes Brillo will ultimately face justice. The commander of international forces in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, says the Islamic State group is recruiting people in Afghanistan, but is not operational yet.
The Afghans have told me that this will not happen. There's a different ideology of where you were in Syria and Iraq. In fact, Taliban and Daesh reports them fighting each other.
Some Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, have said the Islamic State group does have an active presence in Afghanistan. A county official says the pipeline that leaked thousands of gallons of oil on the California coast was the only pipe of its kind in the county not required to have an automatic shutoff valve because of a court fight nearly 3 decades ago. The leak spilled as much as 105,000 gallons. The cleanup continues. This is AP Radio News. Prime Minister Enda Kenny says Ireland has made history, the first country to legalize gay marriage.
In the privacy of the ballot box, the people made a public statement. With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are, a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people.
The vote was a landslide, 62% in favor. Voters first legalized divorce only by a razor-thin margin in 1995, and now by a firm majority, they have rejected the Catholic Church's repeated calls to reject gay marriage. Abortion is still outlawed in Ireland. People in Telluride, Colorado are being asked to turn out the lights tonight and early tomorrow. It's to help stargazers see the night sky free of any light pollution. The steep canyon walls and high altitude of Telluride mean little other light pollution will be visible if the town itself goes dark. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.